Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is paid commercial programming. The content and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WSSP, Entercom Milwaukee, its staff, or sponsors. From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi, and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors.
Aboard! You're on the crazy train!
Welcome to the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This is, without a doubt, the Skipper Bud's Midwest... Skipper Bud's...
Without a doubt, the cutting edge outdoors. I'll tell you, all those high school concussions he had from high school football.
It
was boxing. You used to box at the Eagles Club.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you get your, got pounded there?
Yeah, one time.
Well, that's, it's all coming back.
One time.
Yep.
Anyway.
Your coconuts are coming back to roost.
Yeah, Bubba. We come to you live every
chickens.
Saturday morning from 6
roost.
To 8 a.m.
Coconuts don't.
And you can get involved in the show by calling us at 799-1250. That's 414-799-1250. Or you can email us live at ceoguys@yahoo.com. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. And I wanted to remind everybody another time that the ice fishing clinics for youths ages 15 and younger,
Utes,
are invited to, it's the 28th annual one that they're doing right now today. And that's going to be at Brown Deer Park, Dineen Park, Humboldt Park, McCarty Park. Classes start at 9 o'clock, and the final one begins at 2 p.m. No registration is required. Just show up. Unless you got 20 people or more. If you're bringing 20 kids, God bless you. if you're bringing 20 kids, then you got to call 414-382-7923. If you want more information, go to wydnr.gov. There we go. Got right. that all out. All
right, we got that.
Yeah.
So, did you watch the State of the Union address this week, Tom?
I got to go to YouTube and watch it again because I missed most of it and I was so upset. I forgot all about it.
Nick, did you watch it?
I did. I watched with my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was so upset at myself. I mean, I heard a lot about it during the week and everything, but I just saw the back end and I went,
They had all those new congresswomen wearing white.
Yeah.
They're all sitting there.
Didn't they do that last year or a couple years ago? I think it was last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's an old thing.
It's an old thing.
The suffragists back in the day used to wear white to pop.
And it was funny to watch the women sitting there all sullen and angry. Alexandria, what's her name?
Cortez,
yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah. She's sitting there with, like, angry... Look, because Trump's a big meanie. She looked like a 14-year-old girl that had just been told to turn her cell phone off and put it away. That's the same
look I see on the face of
the girls in my classes when you tell them that. They got that same angry look on their face.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I got somebody on Facebook showed me something. It's got a picture of her, and then it says... single-handedly making blondes look smarter every day.
That's kind of funny.
There's some
that's
good funny. Stuff online, man.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. You know, we got to take a lot of this stuff with a grain of salt, a little sense of humor on some things like that, Danny. That's good. You know, people sometimes get way too worked up, you know. So, but anyway, that's why we have fishing and hunting, to forget about that stuff and, you know, just continue on with our lives, doing
stuff
we like to do.
I'm just kind of worried, though, because, like, if I fall out of my tree stand, Tom, and break my neck, I'm losing my good private health insurance there. What's her name? Harris or whatever her name? Is that her name? She's talking about, no more private insurance anymore.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Who do you got there on the line, Bodie?
Got our friend Mike.
Okay. Good. It's about time. Mike Vesarat. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Mike?
You did just awesome.
Thank you very much. Now, you're the guy who runs this show, right?
Yeah, I consider me a promoter. Yeah.
Yeah, the promoter of the Milwaukee Muskie Expo. We've been talking about it last week and talking about it all morning. You got a great show going on there, and it's been great for years. So can you tell one thing that we weren't sure of? Who do you have speaking at the show?
Well, we've got a pretty good lineup coming this year. We even brought some guys way, way, way out of retirement.
Uh-oh. That's not me.
Well, Steve Herbeck from...
Stevie Herbeck, yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't been speaking here for a long time. We also got Steve Heiding coming, too.
Okay.
Editor for Muskie Hunter.
Right.
That's kind of the two keynote guys on Sunday, but we've got some young guys, too, some exciting young guys. The guys that you're seeing out there on YouTube land making some great videos, catching some big fish, and guys like Doug Wagner and Jeff Hansen and Jeff Van Remortals out there. It's just going to be a great lineup. Also, we also bring some other guys in this year, too. Wisconsin DNR's Jordan Weeks, he kind of heads up the muskie aspect of the whole DNR for the state of Wisconsin. It's going to be a really, really informative speak on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, is the DNR going to have a booth there as well? Yeah.
DNR will be present. Definitely. They're definitely a partner of that show. They love to come. They love to express their desire and willingness to keep fostering and being a great steward of our muskie fisheries.
So what's the name of the DNR guy again that's going to speak? He does the muskies.
His name is Jordan Weeks.
Jordan Weeks.
I've heard that name before.
I might write him a letter.
He just started in the position this year. He's been with the DNR for a number of years.
Right, yeah.
He just started the position as kind of like the muskies are for the DNR.
Right. Oh, now that's awesome.
Now, you're giving away some free lures and stuff to, I don't remember, the first so many people. Can you tell us about that?
Well, actually, I mean, we've got more than just that. I mean, it's pretty much anybody coming through the door is going to get something. So
really?
Yeah. I mean, we've got thousands of door prizes this year. So, No need to jam the door right away in the morning, but obviously some of the better prizes, your best chance to win, or you know that type of thing. But it's going to be a fun day. It's going to definitely be a fun day for all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah. Now, and there's food vendors there, right?
Yeah, we bring the Schweiz. They come. They've got their A staff going to be serving up some great food, and then also we've also got Bernatello's Pizza Company, which does brewpub pizza. Will be serving pizza there this year also.
Okay. Well, and what is it? Kids get in free? Can you explain that?
16 and under this year will be getting into the show for free.
Oh, that's nice. Got to get those youngsters involved in that muskie hunt, hey?
Absolutely. Fishing in general. You know, Dave, if we can get them fishing and just in fishing, eventually they'll at least gravitate towards muskie, but. It's great that we're able to offer this to 16 and younger. I think it's just a testament as to where the whole industry needs to go in terms of fostering this young group of people and getting them into the sport instead of on the couch watching TV.
Right. We're talking to Mike Vesarat. He's the promoter of the Milwaukee Muskie Expo. And Mike, you got some big prizes too, like a replica mount.
Yes. Lax does donate a replica mount for one lucky winner. And then we also are giving away an exciting Canadian trip by Young's Wilderness Resort, five-night, four-day fishing package for two. That's about a $3,000 prize.
You know what I like about this show a lot is that it's free parking, because a lot of the other venues, you got to pay for parking. A lot of times park far away, you know, depending on where it's at. Like maybe the Chicago one in that. But this is free parking, and it's close. You know, you don't have to walk far.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, that's exactly, this is a great layout. It's kind of like a campus kind of effect. All the muskie vendors will be in one building. We'll have all the boats in another building. It's a great venue.
That's right. You can buy raffle tickets to win a boat. Is that the Wisconsin Muskie Alliance?
The Wisconsin Muskie Alliance is definitely going to be selling tickets. So the money you saved on parking, maybe you can help stock some fish by buying a raffle ticket.
Yeah, and might win a nice boat.
Typically Ranger boat, isn't it, that they normally give away?
Yeah.
It's Ranger that's usually sponsoring it, yes.
Yeah, cool, man.
That's pretty nice, yeah. And anything else special that's going on there? Or do you have a list of vendors that are going to be there, some of the bigger name stuff that people might know?
All this stuff is obviously available on muskieexpo.com. But, yeah, I mean, all of our vendors are there. All the big names in muskie fishing are there. Muskie Innovations, obviously. We've got Chaos Tackle going to be there. The Muskie Shop, the Raleigh and Helen Muskie Shop.
They're always, yeah. There.
Yeah, they're there.
I mean, it's the whole family of muskie here. It's under one roof and one great way to get whatever you need for your muskie fishing season.
Yeah, I was telling our listeners early is that if they wanted to get into muskie fishing, the most valuable thing you can get there at the Milwaukee Muskie Expo is the knowledge. Because not only at the seminars, but you can go to those booths, and there are top-notch muskie anglers at all of those different booths, and they're willing to share that knowledge.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you want to know how to use an H2O lure, the guy that made it is there.
Yeah, he's there. You can talk to him, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that is great. Well, we hope you have a great weekend. You know, earlier in the show, I kind of screwed up the dates. I thought it was this weekend.
Tom gets confused. You know, he had a lot of concussions playing high school football, we got to kind of take him with a grain of salt there, Mike.
Well, you know, that happens.
But we got it right. But we got it right.
Senior moments.
Yeah, we got it right, though. We got it right. It's going to be next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What time do the doors open at?
We open at 2 p.m. on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and we go till 7. Saturday, we start at 9 in the morning. This is a fishing show, so I figure we got to start early.
Yep.
It would go till 5 for you seniors out there that don't want to be out past 5. And then on Sunday, we go from 9,
that would be
9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
Okay. So,
and at 2 o'clock is actually when we do have Steve Heiting will be speaking.
I wasn't paying attention before, but do they have refreshments like beer booths and stuff like that there?
They do serve beer there. I can't believe it. It's a Wisconsin event, and they're serving beer.
You know what
You know what we call that is spending fluid. So I think you ought to run a deal on that, and all the exhibitors of the booths will be selling big time, man.
Well, we'll see what we can do on that.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us for a little bit this morning. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks for putting on those shows, because I know it's a lot of work for you to do it, and I think it's a great thing for people to be able to go to, especially families.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for the phone call this morning, guys. Great show yourself.
So, all right. Take care, man.
Have a great day.
Thanks, yep. Mike. Bye now. That was Mike Vesaret of the Milwaukee Muskie Expo.
I still think you mispronounced his name.
He said it was right.
I know,
he was
being polite. Nice, Tom.
Oh, Ron Heidenreich, our illustrious advertising manager. Yeah, no, but here, listen to this.
Ron, let's hear.
He was interviewed on a different show, right? He was interviewed.
Wait, that's not. He's under contract with us, Tom. He can't be on a different show.
Well.
Isn't he? Don't we have copyright infringement laws where you can't.
Well, anyway, he was interviewed about Pewaukee Lake, okay?
Okay.
And muskie fishing and that and other fishing. Well, anyway.
They must have stopped by the shop.
I didn't hear the first part of it. I heard the second part, and boy, did they butcher his name. Yeah, they got it a little. I told him that the other day. I said, boy, they really butchered it. He says, yeah, one guy got it right, but the other guy didn't.
Was it a TV show that they had?
No, it was a radio show.
Radio show.
Yeah, it's a one out of Madison that's pre-recorded, little half-hour show.
Oh, is that the one with Wally and, okay.
Yeah, so pre-recorded, half-hour show, you know. But anyway, they interviewed him, and then he was on the following week, I guess, or a week or two later, you know. So anyway, I happened to catch it. But right now, we are going to go to a break, and hopefully Mr. Heidenreich will be calling us during this break so that we can talk to him about whitefish fishing on the Bay of Green Bay. So stay tuned for that and more. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. Nick Bodie will be taking your phone calls. We'll be right back here on Sports Radio 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, he might have heard that.
We got Ron Heidenreich on the line, and Tom, that's the way I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Skipper Buds, Cutting Edge Outdoors. Hotline, good morning, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Morning. Morning, guys.
Now, you've been up whitefish fishing up on the Bay of Green Bay quite a few times, right?
Yes, not this year yet, but I will be going this coming Thursday.
Yeah, you're gonna. I thought it was Wednesday. Oh, well.
Well, got to leave Wednesday. Oh. We're going to fish Thursday.
Okay, got it. He's leaving Wednesday, but fishing Thursday.
You're batting 100
okay.
so far, today,
now,
Tom.
Yeah, now, I got some questions for you, Ron.
Yes.
I'm batting 100 today. or 1,000 in Major League Baseball terms.
Very different things.
Okay, what pound test line do you use?
Well, I usually use like 8-pound test braid. Any braid is fine, Suffix, Power Pro, any of the braids. And then I run about a 6-foot, 4-pound test fluorocarbon leader.
Oh, 4-pound on the fluorocarbon, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And what size jigs are you using? Are you using the tungsten jigs, or what are you using for that?
Well, first of all, the size and weight depends upon how much current there is that day, and that current can change in hours. So we're going to start out. I'll use just a barrel type of a sinker, about 1/4 ounce, and then I'll have a slider hook just going right down to it, and tipped with a wax worm. So then what you do is you drop that down to the bottom, and you're actually kind of pounding that sinker into the bottom, and it stirs up the silt and stuff, and it brings in the whitefish, and you'll hit that wax worm that's right on the bottom with the sinker.
Now, do you use that double hook method where you got a jig above it too? I've seen
sometimes
a lot of guys
do
that.
I got my rods rigged up right now. I have one with just a sinker and a hook, and then about 1 foot above it, I have an actual fly that looks like a wiggler.
Okay.
And just a fly, and I'll have that about 1 foot up above.
No.
The other way I fish is, and I forget the number of the bait, but I use a jigging shad wrap. Not the regular jigging wrap, but the jigging shad wrap. It has a different profile.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends upon, again, the current and which size I use. And we'll just jig that one down and you know, bang that one on the bottom.
And what size sinker was that again you used?
I'll start with 1/4 ounce, and I could end up with as much as 1/2 ounce. Depends on the current.
Right. Now that sinker doesn't bother the fish because that hook is, like, right above the sinker?
Doesn't faze them in the slightest.
And do they suck in the sinker too, as well as the hook and the bait?
No. They're pretty good at sucking in just what they want.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what are some? Now you've caught some pretty big ones too, right?
The biggest one that we caught up there was 24 inches, which is
wow. That's,
you know,
huge.
That's a pretty big one. For the most part, they run, I'd say 17 to 18 inches for the most part.
Okay, but there are smaller ones, bigger ones. You never know what you're going to get, right?
They don't tend to run in size in school sizes.
Okay. Now, how deep of water are you generally fishing?
Between 60 and 80 feet of water.
Wow, that's how long? That takes a while for your bait to get down there, eh?
Well, it's not, you know, light braid, you know, light line, and a good spinning reel that the line comes off the spool nice and smooth. It's, you know, it might take you 30, 40 seconds to get down.
Okay, and now what action rod do you like?
I use 32-inch rods that are have a soft tip and a little bit of backbone to them.
Like about a medium light?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's kind of hard to say with the ice fishing world how they rate their rods.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty good way to look
yeah.
at it.
Yeah, okay, because you don't want one that's too stiff, right?
No, correct. You got to have some give, because those fish, they kind of fight like lake trout do. They make wide head swings, and so you got to have something that's going to take up the shock as they're making them wide head swings.
Now, you're going up to Lonnie's place, and I think his website is trophyicefish.com, right?
Yeah, he's got a deal going this week for Valentine's Day. It's for couples. And I think Lonnie normally gets about 95 or 100
right.
a day.
It's
for
95, yeah.
Okay, well, he's got a deal going this Thursday for couples where it's $160 for the day, and he's going to give you a shore lunch while you're out there. So the wife and I and my buddy Captain Mel and his wife, we're going to go out and do a shack for a day on Thursday.
Yeah. Now in years past, you guys have limited out, and then there's times when you haven't limited out, right?
More times than not, we fill up.
Yeah, more times than not, right.
Right.
Now, Lonnie's got his shacks set on a spot that he always catches fish, right?
Yeah, typically he sets up, and Stroshine sets up on the what would be the west side Larson's Reef.
Okay. In the deep water.
Right.
Yeah. And have you ever caught anything else besides whitefish in that water?
I've caught perch.
You have? In that deep water?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
But not many.
Not many, huh? Have you ever gone specifically for the perch, maybe in shallower water?
No.
No?
No. Well, I did, you know, about 30 years ago down at Dykesville when the perch fishing was hot, but
yeah.
That's a long time gone now.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, yeah. Wow. And, of course, you make a great smoked fish out of your whitefish. I know that.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to.
Yeah. And, you know, on last week's Larry Smith show, I think it was last week, that they showed how to fillet the pin bones out. It looked
right.
Pretty easy. Yeah,
right.
Real easy.
I just find that with the whitefish, because the fillets are generally kind of thin, you know, an average one, the fillets are maybe a half inch thick. You got to be careful when you're smoking them that you don't turn them into leather. So I like to smoke whitefish in chunks.
Yeah. The other thing, too, I was reading on his website. Now, he'll provide the locator, rods, and reels. I think, do you have to bring your own bait?
I generally bring a little tub or two of waxworms along.
Okay. But as far as the fish fry on the ice, now that's an extra $15 if people want it. They'll take one of your fish.
Right.
Clean it, and then fry it up with French fries. You know, that's pretty nice.
Yep, it is. And it smells pretty good when you're out there. He's got one shack out there that's just set up as a cookhouse. And,
yeah.
You get that whiff if the wind is right, you're smelling it. It smells pretty good out there.
Yeah, I can imagine. And now, they'll also clean your fish for $2 a fish.
Correct.
I was reading on the website. And they got a five-hour trip that's only $65.
Okay.
For 5 hours. Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, 5 hours of sitting there, you know, ice fishing, I think for me that would be plenty of time. You know,
yeah, so, you know, if the fish are going, you can be done in an hour.
Yeah, you know? I mean, and you figure, okay, let's say from our area here, you drive up, 5 hours of fishing, drive back. I mean, you can do this all in a day without a problem.
Absolutely.
If you want. But if you want to do the extended 8, 9, 10 hours, well, then you might want to stay overnight.
It can be a long day then.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, could be. Well, Ron, I wish you the best of luck up there.
Well, all we need is some fish to cooperate because we're going to be warm.
Yeah. One more question. When you are using jigs,
yes.
What color?
Well, I like to use jigs that are brown or kind of like a yellowish perchy color, something dark. I don't use anything real bright.
Nothing bright, huh? Just dark.
They're primarily feeding on gobies.
Okay.
And, you know, the gobies are, you know, in the brown family. So.
Then why do we use waxworms? They're white.
Scent.
That's just the scent, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the scent.
Okay. All right. Well, Ron, good luck to you, and
we'll
talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling
luck,
in.
Buddy.
Okay. Bye now. That was Ron Heidenreich, our advertising manager. If you want to contact Ron for advertising possibilities here on the show, you can go to our website, ceoguys.com, and his phone number will be in there. So. All right, with that, we're going to take a break. Nick Bodie said so. He's giving me the break sign. So we'll be right back, folks, with more fishing, hunting talk, whatever. Well, whatever we're going to talk about, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 799-1250 is the phone number. You can also contact us via email at ceoguys@yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
Playing my song.
Disco Dan.
That's right, baby.
Got that big ball with the mirror ball up in the top, spinning around, lights going, strobe lights going.
Now he's strutting down the street like Travolta.
Yeah.
Looking at the ball, leaning with my one elbow against the bar.
Yeah.
Drinking a Michelob.
Yeah,
Michelob, right. Yep, back in the day, man.
Yep. That was never got into the disco stuff though.
That was kind of
personally. I never got into
back
it.
I was a terror back then. You ever hear that group Mad?
No.
That was Mothers Against Dan back then.
Mothers Against Dan.
Later on.
That's good.
It was stolen by Mothers Against Drunk Drivers,
yeah.
But originally that was in Green Bay.
Yeah, 799.
Back in the Bay Area.
799-1250. There used to be a place in Thiensville. It was called Teensville in Thiensville.
Teensville in Thiensville?
Yeah, it was a big joint, and they had bands playing there. We played there quite
sounds
a few times.
Sounds like a roller
times.
Rink, Teensville.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like it, but it was. And back then, they would serve near beer, if you remember
was
that.
Was it like a non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Is that like Bud Light?
Yeah.
No corn syrup. No corn syrup. Brewed with a windmill.
Yeah, under solar power, yeah, or whatever.
So what? Who cares?
Yeah, really. Yeah, these guys. Oh,
we could get off subject real quick, but yeah, I should have gone into marketing because they're paying some of these millennial geniuses out there to write. They're getting paid over $100,000 a year, I'm sure, to come up with the dumbest commercials in the world.
You know this. We're gonna segue now into something else. The commercials at the Super Bowl this year, they weren't that great. Like in years past, you'd see some really good ones and they were funny and that whatever. They're nothing
that's
really
what I'm
struck
I'm
going to
retire. I'm going to go into writing. I could write a commercial for virtually any of these companies that would be better than what those clowns got
some
going.
Of them, they were like, what? And do you ever notice how some commercials, they try to be so artsy-fartsy and you have no clue what the hell they're advertising? It's like, what are
there's
you advertising?
There's a whole bunch of terrible commercials over the years that after it would be over, I wouldn't even know what it was for.
It's like, what
that's
is this?
That's the worst thing.
That's
you
the
got
worst
it.
Type of commercial.
There's some radio commercials that are like that, too. There's
are there?
One in particular that I hear that they do all kinds of crazy things, and I still don't know what they're talking about.
And you don't know who it's for.
No.
Yeah.
You need to keep it simple, Tom.
Yeah, that's right.
Larry's Garage Door Openers.
Yeah.
Call Larry's Garage Door Openers. That's Larry's.
Or in our case.
He has door openers.
Or in our case, it's Jiffy Garage Door
Jiffy
Openers
Garage
by
door
JJ.
By JJ. Yeah. You know, call JJ.
Speaking of that, I got to call JJ. You know, they're one of our advertisers, Jiffy Garage Door Openers. Jiffy Garage Doors.
Why do they call it Jiffy, Tom?
I'll tell you what.
Open your door in a jiffy.
I found him by accident, and I'll tell you what. I have never been so pleased with somebody. He not only put in a new opener, he also put in a new garage door. One time, my garage door came down on a 45-degree angle.
Right.
Thank goodness my vehicle wasn't underneath it. One of those wires broke on the side, and it dropped, and I called JJ
almost
up.
Hit the old Mercedes.
I'll tell you, it was weird. But anyway. And it was loud when it fell. But anyway, I called JJ. He was there in a couple of hours, had that thing fixed, rocking and rolling, ready to go. The guy is good. He's not as expensive as some of these other people, and he knows what he's doing. He's a good guy. And as a matter of fact, I bought my new garage door from him, too. He came out and installed that in one, less than a day. It wasn't that long.
As shrewd a consumer as you are, Tom, if he's got the Tom Neubauer stamp of
approval,
he's got to be darn good.
Well, I think we're all like this. We're looking for quality stuff at a fair price. We just don't want to be gouged. We don't mind paying people. They got to make money too, but you don't want to be gouged,
Nobody wants to get ripped off.
Yeah, exactly. And JJ, good guy. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I got to call him because I think it's just because of the cold weather. I've been hearing funny noises from my garage door when it opens and closes. So I think I should call him and have him just come and check it out.
Maybe you're haunted, Tom.
Yeah, I don't think. Let's hope not. Not like Ryan Horvath is haunted. Oh, look who's walking in the studio. It's Mike McGivern coming on at 8 o'clock. You got to stay tuned for that. Big time, Mike McGivern.
Big time, Mike McGivern on the Neary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show here on 105.7 FM The Fan, 8 to 9 every Saturday.
That's
he's
right.
Moving pretty quick after recovering from his devastating knee injury last year.
Yeah, he's moving quick, yeah.
I think he'll be ready for the preseason. Be ready for training camp. Coming on up there, buddy.
Yeah.
Mission.
Oh, goodness me. Anyway,
where were we? We're getting off track.
Yeah, we're getting a little off track.
Let's get back to Super Bowl commercials. That's what the show's about.
Those were not inspiring at all. Kind of like the Super Bowl. But, a lot of people were saying, what a boring Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what, though? I don't mind a defensive game. And I was talking to Nick earlier, Danny, that it's like the Rams' defense did their job. They held the Patriots to 13 points. It's just that the Rams couldn't score.
One thing we were talking the week before about how Belichick gives guys a chance in the NFL that everybody, he gets these little white guys that nobody ever heard of.
And now he's the MVP.
He got that guy.
Look at that.
He was at Kent State as a quarterback.
Yep.
And somebody who knew Belichick said, hey, the kid's an athlete. Maybe take a look at him. He might be able to play in the league.
Yeah.
And he takes a chance on the guy. You know, many years ago, back the Dallas Cowboys prior to the Jerry Jones regime, they were pretty well known for some pretty good scouting down there, even in the Tom Landry days. And in 1978, when I was at Evangel College in Springfield, Missouri, 1,200 students, Dallas Cowboy scouts came to our college.
Really?
And I think we had a one-year football team. They started a football team for 1 year, I believe. But we'd had a basketball program for years. And they didn't come in and ask, who's your good football players? They said, who are your best athletes?
Athletes, yeah.
They were going to small little colleges looking for athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter what they were. Maybe that's...
Kind of like Donald Driver.
He's a basketball player is our best athlete here. So I think those good programs are the ones that... The good scouting programs are the ones that don't necessarily pick the one that... You know, everybody knows Mel Kiper Jr. says this guy from the Big Cow, everybody knows about. You got to look for those hidden gems.
Yeah. I got a question for the audience. 799-1250 is the phone number. What did you think of the halftime show? What do you guys think of the halftime show? What did you guys think?
I don't even care about the halftime shows. I really don't.
Oh, I could care less.
I don't even watch them. I mean, why does everyone make such a big deal about halftime show?
Well, like
some of these great performances they've talked about. I guess if I don't like the music, it's not a great halftime show, even though it's a great halftime show.
Yeah, well, there have been some over the years that I really liked, some that I thought, no big deal. Last year, was it Justin Timberlake? Just dancing last year? That's all he did was dance around? I mean, was that the year before?
Last year was Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. But the year before...
They said Bruno Mars was a big one years ago. Everybody liked Bruno.
Yeah.
Well, the Maroon 5, there were two songs out of his seven that I actually heard before. Two of them. I didn't know the other one. And then they brought on the two rappers. And it was funny because my wife and I were watching it because she wanted to see it. And then she thought it was like, no big deal. And she thought it was funny that the guy took off his shirt then. You know, she said, why is he doing that? Who gives a crap, you know? Well, anyway, they bring out the first rapper.
He spent big bucks on.
And they say, here's a man who needs no introduction. And they bring out this guy, and I said, who the hell is that? You know, who's this guy? I have no clue, you know?
The rapper? So his name is Travis Scott.
First one?
The rapper that they brought out.
Were two. I thought there was a second one that came out. I think there was a second one.
There was him. I'm trying to remember who else. Big Boy, the other guy from Outkast.
Oh, okay.
So my mom was expecting a country singer. She heard Travis Scott. I think she had him confused with Travis Tritt. So this young 20-something African-American guy comes on, starts rapping. She's like, I thought he was a country singer, that Travis Scott.
He was a country singer.
I was like, he changed.
Yeah. And then they had like a
bleep.
Country
then they had a bleep. You know what? You know it's funny. You know, it's like this is going to 100 million people around the world or whatever. And the guy's gotta use some bad words, I guess, because they had to bleep them out. You know, I mean, be classy when you do it, at least, you know?
How many times have we had to hit the dump button for you here, Tom?
Twice.
Okay. That's not if we live in glass houses there, Big Stud. That's careful with those stone throwing.
But I didn't say words like that.
You know, the...
one time I might have.
Was there maybe a...
As your producer, yes, I'd like to say, let's not discuss the words on the air. Right? We'll do it during the commercial.
Not even the first consonants. So we don't
want to play George Carlin.
Let me tell you what. The halftime show that I enjoyed best at the Super Bowl was the one I was at in New Orleans in 96 when we won. Right. And I'll tell you what. I was on my feet from the start
to the finish.
It was the Blues Brothers.
There you go.
ZZ Top.
There you go.
And they had guys.
I remember that.
And they had guys on Harleys riding around the stadium.
Yep.
It was awesome, man.
That was good.
I thought, this is an American celebration here, man. Everybody was on their feet, the whole thing screaming and yelling. They dimmed the lights.
Good one.
The Harleys went around with lights on. It was awesome in the Superdome there.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I think
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Blues Brothers.
How good can that get?
Yep, that was a really good one. Hey, we got one more segment coming up, folks. This is the last break of the show. 799-1250 is the phone number. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about, but if you want any ice fishing, I got to tell you this when we come back. I got to tell you this ice fishing story, all right, when we come back.
Oh, boy.
I will not forget.
Emergency here.
This is really a good one. I was supposed to talk about it earlier.
Anybody out there listening, if you're going to run to the bathroom, hold off.
Well, you can go real quick.
You got to hear this.
You got about 2-3 minutes to go to the bathroom, but you got to come back.
We got a lot of old guys listening to us. It takes them longer.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with more of the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors with Dan Bush and me, Tom Neubauer.
It's the final countdown.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. We appreciate you tuning us in. This is the last segment of the show, and on the line right now, we have our Up North Report, the Boulder Junction Connection, Dennis Royce. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going on up there by you?
We're cold this morning. I'm sitting in the restaurant. In fact, you're live in your studio. We're live right in the Granary restaurant sitting at the coffee table. Pete and I are having a cup of coffee, and we're enjoying the cold weather. So, plenty cold, but I'll give you a quick report. The road, the trail conditions are absolutely excellent this weekend and next weekend. We got a 3-day weekend next weekend. There's a large ice fishing tournament on Rest Lake. The Snowmobile Club in Townline Sports is sponsoring a big ice fishing tournament. It's always a lot of fun.
Right.
The racing sausages will be up there. There's a lot of activities. So. But the trail conditions are excellent. Snow is a little bit getting to be a problem getting around on the lakes. You know, a snowmobile is almost a machine that you're going to need to get around. We're starting to get quite a bit of snow buildup up
there. Right.
So, but fishing's been good, and we got a few more weeks of open big fish, and then we get the season closed, and we get back to pan fishing. So,
I know. Good. There's only so much time left for the ice fishing.
Yeah, I know it. It's going fast. We were just talking about that. It's going fast. But,
up by you, it does last a little bit longer than down by us here.
We're cutting, Tom, anywhere right now between 19 and 20 inches of ice, plus, you got the snow cover on top of that. But,
yeah.
They're building roads. They're building roads in lots of lakes now, so it's safe. But you still got to be careful when you're up here on the ice.
Yeah, always. I agree with that.
No, it's we got cold weather this morning. Right now, it's 21 or 22 degrees below zero, but it's a little nipply out there today.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we had some of that weather too. Did you get snow up there when we got the ice storm this week?
Yeah, you got the rain and the ice, and we got snow up here about anywhere from 8 to 10 inches. North of Highway 8.
Yeah, so do you have a snow plow or a snow blower?
I have a snow plow. A lot of people have snow blowers, but I use a plow because I have a construction company and we have equipment. So that equipment, it gets used for snow removal in the wintertime.
Excellent. That's good. Yeah, you need that stuff, yeah.
You need up here, you need equipment to move snow because we've been short on snow, but now we're getting plenty of it. So.
I just hope you don't make your missus go out there and shovel for you.
No, lots of times I do it myself. That's my relaxation.
So. Oh, okay. Well, Dennis, thanks for calling. We appreciate your updates.
Yeah, do that anytime, and we'll be in touch, and we'll be down there again for the sports show in a couple of weeks. So.
Right. We'll talk to you then, all right?
See you then.
All right. Take care, Dennis. Bye now. That was Dennis Royce, our Boulder Junction connection. Okay, here's the story, Nick. Have to tell you this, and of course our listeners. My 6-year-old granddaughter caught her first fish on a tip up by herself.
Really?
Yep. 6 years old. She caught a largemouth bass about 16 inches. It could almost maybe 17. It could almost, and she was holding it and it looked like her fist could go right through its mouth, you know? So, she got her first fish on a tip-up, and she also caught her first panfish by herself, all by herself, no help. That was about a little 6-inch perch. She was very proud of that because she did it all by herself. Daddy didn't need a helper.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So, the 3.5-year-old grandson, well, he needed help. And then he got bored, and then he was running around and took a nap. But my son, whose kids these are, you know, he did it right. When they got bored or when they got tired and cold and kind of bored, and this was after probably When the younger one, the grandson, when he got tired, bored after about 3 hours or so, his in-laws were out there, the other set of grandparents, and they were going to leave anyway, so they took the grandson because he's had enough. Mm. Okay, take him. But the little girl, she just sits over those ice holes. She's a fisher person. She is. And you know, when they lived in Arizona, she caught catfish, she caught bass, she caught bluegills, you know, actually red-eared sunfish. So she knows about fishing, but she didn't know about ice fishing, you know, so it was totally different, but she enjoyed it. Yeah. She'll sit out there. As a matter of fact, they went again. That was the first time he took them was, last week. And then, one day, it came up where, his brother-in-law called my son and said, "Hey, we're catching fish over here. Nice bluegills." So it was only like 5 minutes from his house. So he said, he tells his wife, "Yeah, I'm going to go over there and with my brother-in-law and his father-in-law."
Right.
And she says, "Only if you take Harper along," you know, the daughter. Mm. And as soon as he said, "Hey, Harper, you want to go ice fishing?" She was up and dressed like on a heartbeat. You know, she was ready to go. So that's good. I'm looking forward to taking her out this summer.
That's awesome.
I'm going to wait a little bit for the little boy, though, you know, because he's a little young. So
yeah.
She's into it, yeah. So we're looking forward to that. I am looking forward to that. So.
Yeah.
I think I might even take her over by Smokey's, fishing the boat docks over there. Take her out by Danny's place, and she can catch all those big pumpkin seeds right by shore there.
Yeah.
She'd have a ball doing that. My granddaughter. She'd have a ball doing that. Yeah. She'd probably get bored because you catch them one after another. It's like every cast.
So I missed our Boulder Junction connection there, Dennis.
They got 19 to 20 inches of ice, lots of snow. You need a snowmobile to get out on the lakes, though, because there's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Fishing is good, though. They're catching fish. So I forgot to ask him what he did last week. Remember, he was going to go out last week, and I forgot to ask him how he did. But that's
I think
all right.
He does the walleyes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he goes to Trout Lake a lot, I know. Goes to Trout. That's a big, deep lake.
Big, deep, clear lake, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and they got some big muskies in
monster
there.
Monster muskies.
But they're hard to find. You know, I mean, it's a big, deep lake,
right.
And they're roaming around, and, yeah, there's some big ones out there, man. I don't think I've been on Trout Lake. I think I might have been, but I've been on so many lakes up in northern Wisconsin. Did I ever tell you what, like, when I was younger, this one friend and I, when we'd go up there for a weekend, and we'd just try to hit two lakes a day. Or sometimes
right.
three lakes a
right.
day. You know, we just say, okay, here's a launch. Let's go to this one. Here's a launch. Let's go. And we just fished a bunch of lakes all over up northern Wisconsin, you know. And that's fun. I enjoy that. You know, get a map and go out there and give it a shot, you know. But that was mostly musky fishing
that
we did.
I did that with my cousin Steven years ago in the 90s. We hit all these There was the book with the top 50 musky lakes
in
Wisconsin.
Yeah, I remember that book. That was a good book.
Yeah.
I still have
it. Pete Maina had added a bunch of lakes up in that Chippewa flowage area. And I think we hit Winter Lake. We hit Day Lake up in Ashland County. We hit all these. Know how many muskies we got?
I don't know.
None.
Really?
And my cousin Steve, he's kind of gotten out of the musky fishing. But a couple of years ago, I got a couple of his reels, and I got them all fixed up and stuff for him. And he does do it occasionally from shore up by the St. Louis River. Mm-hmm. And, he caught a 56-inch muskie this fall.
Where?
I ain't saying.
On the St. Louis River?
But I know exactly where. I fished as a kid with him. Yep.
56
caught
inches?
It on a Johnson Silver Minnow.
Cut. He was. What was he fishing for?
Pike. Because his
pike.
Kids, we used to fish pike up there.
Okay.
And he was using a big pen spinning rod and reel.
Wow.
Yeah. And 56. It weighed 41 pounds.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's not the first 50 inch he's caught. But that's
really?
All classified information that I'm telling to the whole rest of the world.
Yeah, classified.
So guess what?
I don't want to guess. Tell me.
When I'm retiring in a year and a half.
You're going there.
Bushy's going to be in spots unknown. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to
Are you going to take me with you?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know, buddy. I'm not going to be battling the hordes in other fishing areas that are have too many meatheads. I got my own secret. Secret spots.
Secret spots.
Yep. I could tell you, but then, you know.
I know. You'd have to kill me. Yep. I don't know. I don't want to die right away.
That's right. I'll hook up with my cousin Steve. Team Bush.
Well, yep. We'll see what happens.
We're going to catch the next world record muskie.
Yeah, next week we should know what happened with the sturgeon spearing up there in Winnebago and Poygan and all those areas. So we'll have info about that next
week.
More
big fish.
Yeah, really big fish.
What was that big ice fishing thing you were going to say after break?
Oh, I told you already. We
got
to go.
Right. All right, that's all I got.
To all the listeners, thanks for listening. And God bless and stay free, everyone.
You've been listening to the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. Get out, catch some fish today, my friends. We'll talk to you next week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.